What is a Gilmore election? So whenever I explain a Gilmore election to clients, I always use the Gilmore case facts as an example. And, you know, to make it more interesting, it's maybe not exactly the way it went down in court, but here is sort of the Cliff Notes summary of what occurred. Okay, so Mr. Gilmore was a police officer in L.A. County. I believe he was Lacera Plan E, which is a non-contributory plan, I believe. And, you know, he had a very simple strategy. He was simply going to work until his ex-wife was dead, so she didn't get any of his pension. Okay? Pretty straightforward. All right? And Lacera, unlike other plans that allow for an account segregation or payment prior to the retirement of the employee spouse, Lacera didn't have those options. So, Mrs. Gilmore essentially had to wait until Mr. Gilmore was going to retire before she could collect any checks. Now, she obviously didn't like this, so she sued Lacera to get her money and sued Mr. Gilmore to get her money, and they all go into court. And Lacera says, you know, excuse me, Your Honor, but our policies and procedures state that we don't pay out anything until the employee spouse retires. And I don't think that you have the power or jurisdiction to change those policies and procedures, Your Honor. So, you know, I think, you know, that's, you can't order us to do that. And the judge thinks about it for a minute and he says, you know what, you're right, Lacera. You're free to go. I promise I will not order you to pay Mrs. Gilmore any money until after Mr. Gilmore retires. And so Lacera leaves. And then Mr. Gilmore says, you know what, Your Honor, I really like to work. And I don't think you can stop me from working. If I want to keep working, I'll just keep working. And the judge thinks about it for a minute and says, you know what, you're right, Mr. Gilmore. I don't have the power to force you to retire. If you want to keep working, you can keep working. And Mrs. Gilmore says, now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me he can just take those retirement keys and lock them up and hold them from me and I can't get my money? And the judge says, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. So here's what we're going to do. Mr. Gilmore, we're going to pretend like you retired today. Okay, and we're going to do some calculations, and if you retired today, we're going to see what you'd get today, and whatever that amount is, and whatever Mrs. Gilmore's share is, you're going to pay her directly every single month, and in fact, Mrs. Gilmore, we're going to garnish his wages to make sure you get that money, so we're going to pretend like he retired today, and Mr. Gilmore, I know you're not collecting any of that retirement money, but we're going to force you to pay her anyway because Mrs. Gilmore's right. You cannot block her from collecting retirement funds from a community property asset of which she's entitled to her half. And that's the order of the court. So a Gilmore election forces not the plan to pay out benefits to the former spouse, but the employee to pay out benefits to the former spouse. Now, oftentimes, I will tell this story to an employee spouse, and they get very stressed out. They're very worried that their ex is going to do this to them, and you know, it's not without its downsides. Okay, so let's talk about this for just a second here. So, let's say there's a spousal support or a child support order. Okay, and Mrs. you know, the wife goes to do a Gilmore election. You know, what is the first thing that ex-husband is going to do? Well, I'll tell you the first thing I would do if I were the attorney is I'd advise husband, well, your ex wants to take her Gilmore election off of your pension plan. Sure, no problem. She's entitled to do that. And let's reply with a motion to reduce or terminate spousal support because clearly there's a change in circumstance and the need for spousal support is not as great because she's collecting her pension rights through a Gilmore motion, okay? Additionally, under a Gilmore election, because she's taking it when she's younger, she's going to get a lot less every month. Just like Social Security with pension plans, the younger you are when you first take that check, the less you're going to get per month for the rest of your life. And that's almost all pension plans, with few exceptions. And now what's effectively happened is wife has reduced her pension checks for the rest of her life because you're going to have to modify or changed the terms of a quadro that basically caps the former spouse's benefits at the time that the Gilmore election was taken. And so any promotions or pay raises after that date, the account holder is going to benefit from all of those. The former spouse will not. Spousal support or child support is going to be reduced. And if you look back at this decision, oftentimes the result of the Gilmore election is the account holder is the winner of actually getting a larger slice of the money pie, or whatever you want to call it, and the former spouse gets less because they don't think these things through. Okay, not in all situations. Certainly, in a lot of situations, the employee spouse is in a bit of trouble and they're paying out of pocket quite a bit of money. And at that point, they may consider retirement. They may say, you know what, this Gilmore election is just too expensive, and so I've decided I'm going to retire. So that's a little 101 with Gilmore elections, and think them through before you do them if you're a non-account holder, and think through your counterpunch, if you will, or your response, I guess is a better way of putting it, if you're the account holder. Okay.